Hi, you're listening to the My Body, My Story podcast.
And, you know, I do wear makeup to make my face look better. I do get my hair coloured so that I look better. You know, I moisturise. I don't think there's anything wrong with a woman doing any of those things. And we've got all these things available to us now. And if it makes you feel better, I'm all for it.
This is the 45 over 45 chapter where we celebrate rule breakers and role models, the women who inspire us to live life our way and to show their sensuality, beauty, soul, and true essence. Here, we talk about what it's like to be 45 plus, adjusting to the changes that come with time, and we listen to the stories of our participants. If you have an interesting story, we'd love for you to participate. You can email us at info@alexandrawalker.com. That's Alexandra spelt with a K-S. Or visit our website, alexandrawalker.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the My Body, My Story project. And today with us in the studio, Susan. And I'll be asking her a few questions. Hi, Susan. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you. It's lovely to be here.
And let's start. And tell us 10 facts about yourself.
Okay, I'm 56 years old. I was born and raised in Timaru, New Zealand. Mm. I moved over to Australia in 2014 to be close to my sister, who lives in Sydney, and my brother, who's now in Perth. I have two adult children. They're a boy that's 30 and a daughter that's 27, and I have a four-year-old grandchild, and it's actually his birthday today, which is quite exciting to be doing this on his birthday. They do still live in New Zealand. I sort of left because they were older and they were doing their own thing, and I'd been in Christchurch all through the earthquake. And that was quite challenging, and it's cold, and it wasn't my home anyway, and I really don't have any other family there except my two children. And my daughter had moved to Auckland to swim because she was quite a good swimmer in New Zealand. So I just took the opportunity to come over here. I never had a backup plan. I sold everything and just came over.
Wow.
And I've been lucky to... Very brave. Yeah, I didn't have a job or anything. So I came over here. I had friends, because you have friends everywhere, you know. And they helped me. My sister helped me. And then I ended up buying a little place in DY, living by the beach. And every day feels like a holiday to me living here. It's beautiful. Yeah. And then I got a job working at Redlands School in Cremorne. And that's been a wonderful experience for me. I just absolutely love my job. I'm now PA to the head of secondary school, and I also manage the Student Services Centre. And that feels like a family to me. So that's what I really love about working at the school.
What did you do in New Zealand?
When I left school, I started in an accountant's office, and then I went into insurance.
So the office work?
Yeah, office work, generally. I was married at 22. I had my first child when I was 26, my second when I was 28. But me and, I'm since divorced, I was married for 20 years. But me and my ex-husband, he worked for a bank, and we went to Papua New Guinea for 5 years. Wow. So we lived an expat life there, and then went to Solomon Islands for 3 years, and then we came back to New Zealand.
So you travelled quite a,
yes,
a lot.
I did travel quite a bit. And I have since travelled a little bit. I've been to Europe, and I took my daughter to Croatia and Greece, Ireland, the Greek islands, back in 2017 when I was 50 and she was 21. I love travelling. I want to do more travelling. Yeah. But
what's your favourite place?
Favourite place so far, I'd have to say it was Santorini. I don't know, in Greece. It was just so beautiful.
Beautiful place.
But I loved Croatia. That was amazing. I'd like to sail it next time because we did a land trip. But, there's so much more to see. I mean, I love Venice too, but it was quite overcrowded. But you can see why it's so beautiful.
I've been there twice and I wasn't that lucky. I didn't like it much.
Which one was that one?
Venice.
Venice, yeah.
I've been there twice.
Oh, okay.
Probably one time I was in May and the second time it was February.
Yeah.
And for some reason, the water in the channel smells so much.
Yes.
Yeah, so...
Look, it's probably not my favourite place, but it's just interesting that city is sinking.
It's a very interesting
place. Yeah, it's an interesting place. But then all Europe's quite interesting when you come from a little island like New Zealand.
Yeah, I love Rome, so that's my favourite. I haven't been at Santorini though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Santorini's beautiful. There's really other facts that I had here. I have a cat called Archie. That's a British blue cat.
Oh.
And he's very fat. But I did try to get rid of him once, but I've settled down now. He's a beautiful cat. I just love being active, I guess. I love being outside. I love going to the beach. And right at the moment, I'm right into reformer Pilates. So trying to do something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's...
So it really does help your body to feel much...
Yes, stronger.
Better, stronger.
Yeah.
I don't know, for some reason you do exercise, you get tired, but next day you feel like, wow.
I know.
It's amazing.
It's 45 minutes. It can be tough. But then, like you said, the recovery is great.
Yeah.
And I think it's really important, especially when we get in our 50s or 40s, 50s, whatever, to do weight-bearing exercises.
Yeah. So you just do Pilates, you don't do any weights.
Oh, no. Sometimes I try and do a strength session, but...
Yeah.
I prefer the Pilates.
Me too. I'm with you here.
I don't like running around too much.
Okay, so let's move to aging and body image questions.
Mm-hmm.
And my first question here is, what does aging mean to you at this point of your life?
So at this point, I really try not to dwell on aging. I really try not to, because I still feel the same inside. Even though my body's aging around me. And I know that now I finally realise in the last few years that I need to look after my body more. I think when I was younger, I probably didn't treat it as preciously as I should have. You know, you eat bad, you go out, you drink, you have late nights. You know, you really do push your body to the limit when you're younger. But as I've got older, I realise that I do have to nourish my body from the inside for it to look better on the outside, and I do need to exercise and I need to check myself a bit more. So that's why I started going to the gym, and why I try to think that I've got to eat healthy and do more healthier things. That doesn't mean to say I still don't go out and like a drink.
Yeah.
Because I do. But, I just think you need to be kinder. And, I don't like the ageing process. Because it makes you realise that, you know, you just years are ticking by, and every now and again. I remember my daughter, the last time I saw her, last couple of times, she took my hands and she said, "Oh, Mum, your hands, they're getting so old." And I'm like, "Oh, shut up, leave my hands alone." But it does. You realise that your skin is ageing, but you can't do anything about it. So I just don't worry. I just kind of think I've just got to do the right thing, be healthy, enjoy my life. And live it to the fullest.
Yeah.
I think that's what you need to do.
It's a good attitude.
Yeah.
So, but if you could go back to any age, what age it would be, why, and what advice would you give yourself?
I had trouble answering this question because all ages mean something a little bit differently. I put my early 20s only because I realised that I was so self-conscious in my 20s. I went down a path, I guess, that I thought was expected of me. I feel now that, you know, being in your 20s and the 80s didn't have as much probably as opportunity as kids in their 20s have now. I think I tried to rush my life a little bit, and I'd go back and say, you don't have to make the decision that's going to define you now. You can explore a lot of different options. You can be kinder to yourself. You can... You know, all that sort of stuff. I mean, I didn't appreciate the firmness of my body in my 20s, probably. I was a bit chunkier at times in my 20s. I ended up having my kids in my 20s. I guess I'd just say take more opportunities, you know. Think a little bit more before you rush into things.
Like that. It just, this phrase talks to me now.
Yeah.
Like you said, that it's like a sign from universe. Like you don't need to rush to define yourself even at this age.
No. Yeah.
So at any age, you probably go one step at a time,
yes.
See what is comfortable for you now, and then it may change with like in 1 year or two or three.
That's right. Oh, that's exactly right. And I think that you can't let people try to influence you. I think we were brought up, especially in my era, to look you know, for advice from others. And sometimes that would trample down what you really wanted to do because someone else's opinion mattered. But at the end of the day, you're the most important person in your life. Your opinion of yourself matters. And if you want to shine, you've got to, you know, be brave enough to follow what you want to do. Not saying I regret anything that I'd done. I don't think that I was ever coerced to not doing what I ended up doing. But maybe it's just the time that we were in. I think there's more opportunity now. But now as an adult, now as at this, even at this age, this is why I decided to do this, because this is something different for me. Mm-hmm. I just want to challenge myself, keep challenging myself and just making sure I, you know, I have a good time and enjoy.
Exactly.
I truly believe
challenge,
this is the only one thing.
Challenge myself to enjoy life.
Yeah, I know. Well, though, I think this is the only life you get, so you want to make sure it's a good one. Yeah.
So if your body could talk, what do you think it would ask you or tell you at this moment?
At this moment, I think it would tell me to rest a bit more, to be a bit, to eat, you know, better. Every now and again, I love chocolate and I love sweet foods, and sometimes I can, you know, not something, I'll have a couple more drinks than I should have or whatever, but I think it would tell me to just rest and take my time a bit more, not rush around. Mm. Yeah.
To get your body time to recover.
That's right. That's about it really. I don't know what else it would tell me. Maybe do my pelvic floor exercises more probably. But apart from that, that's all good.
So what do you think are the main causes of body image issues for any age?
Any age. Oh, I think nowadays social media for sure. But when I look back, we had body image problems back in the 60s, 70s, 80s, like when I grew up. I mean, I think most of girls that I went to school with, you know, anorexia was around, bulimia was around. When I look back at the supermodels of that age, they were all really thin, you know, Kate Moss. And all the magazines, if you wanted to be pretty, you had to be thin. That's the messaging that I got when I was younger. I wasn't. I was actually quite a big, chunky girl when I was in high school and have always struggled to maintain my weight. But, yeah, definitely social media. And also, because I actually think it's not really a boy thing, because most men look at women as a package anyway. They don't really focus. It's women who are actually creating these body images more sometimes, I think. We're so hard on ourselves and we can be really critical of other women, whereas I think we have to change that mindset and be a lot kinder. Everyone's different. Everyone's a different shape. Mm. And also that, like, the advertising and the movie industry has changed, I think, a little bit more. Whereas when I was younger, I mean, Brooke Shields, you just had to be beautiful, otherwise you weren't considered anything, really. Yeah. So I think social media, movies, TV, but I think it is changing, which is great.
Slowly.
Slowly.
Yeah. Mm. And sometimes it goes opposite way too much, like this body positive movement, which I like the idea, but I think it's getting twisted.
Yeah, I guess like everything.
Yeah.
Like everything, there's always
women,
extremes.
Instead of, like, they sometimes I feel they're letting themselves go and just justifying it by this.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm body positive.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no, definitely. I see that actually. And I mean, I think it's brave for women to wear whatever they want to wear. But, you know, because you can look beautiful whatever shape you are. But sometimes the clothing is just not suitable for that body shape.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you still want to look nice, whatever shape you are, and that's everyone's prerogative to choose what they want to wear. But sometimes I see people wearing stuff and I think, gosh, I don't know if you're brave or you just haven't, it just doesn't look as nice.
I think there's two purposes of wearing clothes. The first is to get yourself comfortable, like if it's cold, to make you warm, if it's like you do a sport day, make you comfortable
in your
movement. Or another another purpose of the clothes is to make you look better.
Yes.
When you want to dress up and you know, look glamorous, whatever, in that case, you have to choose something which really make your
emphasizes body all your best points.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then, you know, everyone has a different idea what they look good in. I understand that.
That's why we here discuss it. Everyone discuss their own ideas.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So do you think it can affect relationship, this negative body image, and if how? And I'm talking about all sorts of relationship.
Oh, definitely, because I think if you don't feel good about yourself and the body that you're in, you're not going to attract the right people.
Yeah.
So I've seen, you know, in romantic relationships, I've seen women who've perhaps haven't felt good about themselves, no matter what shape they are. Mm-hmm. They attract a guy that, you know, sometimes isn't the right one for them. Yeah. So that can be awful because they just feel that, oh, well, I'll just put up with that because I'm not going to get anything better because look at me. And that's, you know, that's really sad. I think it can affect how you work, how you feel good about yourself, how you greet people. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're really, there's all different extremes of how people feel. I mean, sometimes I don't feel great if I've, you know, put on a few kgs and I'm feeling a bit, you know, and I go to put a pair of pants on and they're a bit tight. So then the next minute you just focus on the roll going up across on the jeans and you think, oh, I don't look good. Everyone's going to notice. People actually generally don't
exactly.
notice that stuff, right? It's all
you.
In our head, right? So,
but
yeah.
So how you overcome these body insecurities when they come up, like you say?
Well, for me, these days I try to focus myself on being fit and healthy. So I don't actually try to focus too much on the fact that my bum's flat. So
yeah.
I look at, I was at Pilates this morning and there was a gorgeous young girl next to me who had the most amazing figure with that lovely booty that all these young girls have. And I never had that. I've got, you know, a wide flat bum really. And so I think with age you can just blow it off a bit more, I think. And if I start to put on weight, I try to be a bit more stricter with myself. I try to eat healthy. It's not so much really, I don't really call it a diet anymore because I think, you know, I've gone past that. But I think it's, I know that if I eat good food, if I eat vegetables, if I eat fruit, if I don't eat a lot of fried food and that, my weight will stay down. And that's why I'm doing the Pilates and going to the gym. And, you know, yes, I do pop a little bit of Botox in my forehead because that makes me feel good. It takes away the lines. So, and I'm, you know, I do wear makeup to make my face look better. I do get my hair coloured so that I look better. You know, I moisturise. I don't think there's anything wrong with a woman doing any of those things. And we've got all these things available to us now. And if it makes you feel better,
yeah.
I'm all for it. So it's everyone's own take on how much they do of all that, you know, cosmetic surgery or whatever. But, oh, gosh.
But you do it for yourself.
You do it for yourself, not for someone
else. Yeah.
I look in the mirror and I want to like what I see. I don't, you know, and that hopefully attracts other people with the same mindset. I think you just got to be kind to yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially as you get older. But even as a young person, I wasn't kind enough to myself as a young person, I think. I was quite critical of how I looked, and
so what did you do when you were young? If you had these body insecurities,
well, I guess I just wasn't as I was always being a bit funny and humorous, and I think I just kind of just became a bit of a joker because I was, you know, at school I was Jonesy, and you know that she's funny, she's, you know, so I could have a larger personality to make up for the fact that I wasn't one of the pretty girls who attracted all the guys at school, because I wasn't.
You think
not that that was
because of your how you felt? Like, obviously because you very attractive woman.
Yeah, you're... but I don't look at all like I did when I was at school, at high school. If I was to show you a picture of me at high school, you wouldn't hardly recognise me.
Really?
So, yeah, I was quite a cute little girl. And then I went through puberty and it just all went to custard. I was chunky. I had rosacea on my cheeks, which was really like fiery. Like everywhere I went, I had these big red cheeks. I was cutting my hair short because most people did in the 80s, and I was colouring it all these different colours. And it took me a long time to find where I was comfortable. And a bit of that probably had to do with my growing up and things like that. But I just was not confident in myself, but I guess I was a confident person because I was able to therefore be funny, and I used to do musicals and do acting classes and things like that. So I sort of went through that way, to sort of overcome it. But I was never that particularly happy with the way I looked. And it wasn't until I left school and sort of got things more under control. And then I met my a boyfriend when I was 19. I married him at 22. And I just went down that path of life and had my kids and was a mum and everything like that. And when my marriage broke up in 2010, I dropped a lot of weight from that. And I just had more time probably to spend on myself because the kids got older. And so I've really enjoyed just reinventing myself a little bit, I guess. Which means you don't have to stay in the... Just because you look one way, you can...
So you've done all the program. Like, yeah. Okay, I need to get married, get kids.
Yeah.
This. I know. Done. Check.
Done. Check. 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 Marriage is over.
Now I can, I can take care of myself.
Take care of myself. So yeah. I mean, I'm sort of a single woman doing my own thing at the moment, yeah. Which is actually quite nice.
So you don't regret that you divorce? And
well, I didn't choose the divorce. Yeah.
But do you feel comfortable?
But I'm comfortable with it. I would have stayed married forever. Yes, I would have. But, you know, I didn't choose that. But I guess I just decided that I've got to make the best of it, mm-hmm. and I've got to move forward. I've always been a person who's always moved forward. That's the one thing my mother used to say to me, actually, because both my parents have passed away. She used to say to me, stop rushing, Susan, stop rushing through life. And I guess... I don't rush, but I definitely am always been a forward-thinking person. Yeah. So I really try not to dwell on things that I can't change.
That's a good thing.
Maybe
sometimes
that's a good thing.
Hard.
It's hard. It is hard. It doesn't always work for me. I've had some moments where I've really, really struggled. I had a relationship last year, actually, which was really different for me. I thought that I'd met someone that I would want to be with, and... he ended up I didn't even know what gaslighting was, but he ended up, sounds really bad now, but I don't mind if you put this on the podcast because other women could relate to it. Dating when you're older is hard. I've done some online dating in that. I find it very difficult. It actually gives me anxiety to online date because the expectation is just there. And but I did meet someone and I thought it was going well. And then he kind of started to say he wasn't feeling well, he was sick, I wasn't giving him the love and support that he needed, and I couldn't understand what was going on, but he'd actually reconnected with his old girlfriend and now he's out there living with her. I did find out about it. I know. He twisted all the words and everything.
Of course.
It was terrible. But anyway, I got through that okay. It took a wee while because I just couldn't believe that someone that I thought was, if nothing else, did he not have enough respect to tell me?
Yeah.
It's not, you know, people do fall out of love with people. People do find other people. I accept that. But don't lie and try and make it my fault when you're living a double life with someone else. That's what's awful. It's the fact that they disregard you.
Well, imagine
so anyway.
That it would last longer and you found it out.
I know. So there we go. Yes. Yeah, 7 months. You know, it's a blink in the ocean, really.
Okay, so my last question, what is your favorite saying or quote about being a woman?
Well, when I grew up, the slogan was, girls can do anything.
They still can.
and that's always stuck with me. Because in the 70s, I think there was a big push, 60s and 70s, for girls to get out there and try different things.
Yeah.
And that's the one that's always stuck with me. And we can, girls can do anything.
Excellent.
Yeah, so that's my favorite quote.
Thank you, Susan. Thank you very much for sharing your story. And I hope you will enjoy the rest of the day and your photo shoot.
Yes, thank you. It's been great so far. So yes, I'm really looking forward to it.
If you have an interesting story, we'd love for you to participate. You can email us at info@alexandrawalker.com. That's Alexandra spelt with a K-S. Or visit our website, alexandrawalker.com.